Welcome to Becoming the Best You with the Hodgsons. Please welcome your hosts, Ryan and Ellie Hodgson.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Becoming the Best You with the Hodgsons. Today we're going to talk about the first of our four key principles, which is mindset.
Hey! So mindset we often find is possibly the most important principle that you could add to your life, but it's also probably the most neglected one.
Yeah, so I think from both Ellie and I, our past, we would always focus on diet and exercise. So if we wanted to, you know, lose a little bit of weight, we wanted to fit, tone up, whatever it was, we would just pure out think, all right, I've got to increase my activity levels, I've got to start on this diet, and it would always just be about the diet and exercise. It was only when we started to properly coach people, even when we were personal trainers to a degree, until we properly started coaching people and understand, the more we recognize there's a common trend and theme in the mindset of people that are perhaps struggling to keep on track.
I think if you look at it as well, because I know that I've been guilty of it, so we're probably all guilty of it, is when you kind of embark on like a diet plan, so whatever it is, they only have like so much, like a certain expiry date, because they just don't seem, we don't seem to stick to it. And usually there's a reason why we can't stick to it. And possibly what I find is that we're not aligned with truly what it is that we actually want. It's so easy for us all to say, and I know why I say this, is I want to lose weight. But until you can really understand the truth behind and the value behind why it is that you want to lose weight, it's very hard to stick to a plan. So that's where Ryan and I come in with our clients' lives. And it's the first thing we get to know about clients, is really to understand, you know, the reasons behind why they want it so much.
Because like we'd often say to you, how many diet exercise programs have you tried where they just say, what do you want to do? And you say, I want to lose weight. And they just give you X, Y, and Z to do without really finding the underlying reasons. And it's like, then it's easy to do it for a short period of time, but then the motivation will slip, because you're not fully aligned with why your goals are important. Because you've got a goal that's important to you, no matter how big or how small that goal might seem. If it's your goal, it's going to be important to you for a reason. So for us, it's always about making sure that you're crystal clear on the reason why you have, what basically why your goal is important to you.
And never feel like the reason behind it is silly or it's not important, because if it really matters to you, then you shouldn't ignore it, okay? We've had numerous reasons that we've kind of reached with our clients, and we take it seriously, and it's important that, you know, you do too. You should listen to your thoughts, and that's like one little advice that I could say, is kind of really listen to what's going on in your head, because it's so easy for us to ignore it, to push our feelings aside and worry about others, when really we need to be concentrating on ourselves before we can then look after other people.
And it's sometimes like you need to dig a bit deeper than just, why do I want to lose weight? Oh, because I want to get into this dress size. You need to ask yourself why again, and keep asking yourself why. And what you're going to find is it's going to bring up so many raw emotions that's going to mean that the thought of not achieving that goal is impossible, because you actually feel like you're going to do it. It's no question anymore, because it's so important. It's like, that's the way it will feel to you, because you've got that. It'll be like your life purpose to complete that goal.
And sometimes I get so frustrated with the health and fitness industry, because I can totally relate, and I feel for so many that I have worked with, is that they have spent so much money on, when it comes to possible diets, even when it comes to different exercise classes, regimes, and it's like people feel as if now, because they haven't got the results, or the results haven't stuck with them, as if they've wasted this money, and it's like as if they don't have this trust now. And if anything, I would like to say the missing part possibly to you being unable to keep the results or obtain the results that you truly deserve is it was missing this point where you weren't aligned with your goals. And that's okay, because we've all been there. I've been there, Ryan's been there, possibly every single client we work with has been there. But that's where now we are so passionate about making sure that from this day forward we can help you.
And now you're probably listening to this thinking, okay, that's all very well, but how do I do that? So what we want to do is really get into the way that we do it, and the way that we find it works for a lot of our clients. And it's something that I have to say, when we start talking about it, it's something that I found difficult at first, because I had a bit of a closed mind to doing it. And that is journaling. It's something that for Ellie and I has really just changed the game. Once we started journaling our goals, we write down what our goals are and why they're important to us every day. It's just like a little 2 second, three or four lines. My goal is this and the reason why. Then we'd put like two or three things we need to do that day to achieve it or work towards it. They could just be little goals. Like for me, it could be, I need to make sure I hit my steps. I need to make sure I'm within my calories for food and do my weight training, because that's me. That's relevant to my goal.
And doing it this way as well helps kind of keep the focus. And what you're kind of doing is you're subconsciously training your mind to make better decisions. And so it's so easy for us to put so much pressure on ourselves. So by doing little steps, like Ryan said, just the three things to focus on, it really helps kind of ease the pressure a little bit, help you focus on what you need to do, but also what needs to be done to kind of reach those goals that you really want. And it's just a great way to kind of have that focus, because sometimes we all just feel a little bit bombarded, especially when work life's busy, home life's busy, you're feeling stressed. This is a really good way to kind of just start the ball rolling and moving forward.
And it's like, if you've got health and fitness goals, but you can still put other goals down as well in your journal. You know, these goals, like, we encourage our clients to make like relationship goals, lifestyle goals, fitness related goals, all these different types of goals, because it means then you're not becoming one dimensional. You're not just looking towards one thing, because what we've seen before as well is you can focus so much on that goal of losing weight that other areas of your life can fall apart. Like your relationships perhaps aren't as solid as they were at the start because you're so focused. So for us, it's about looking at the broader picture when you do it. And by doing the journaling first thing in the morning, you start the day in a position of power. So for us, it's like we get the alarm 5 minutes earlier than we need to, and we'll spend that 5 minutes doing it. And it's not just a case of writing it. You need to make sure that you actually spending a couple of minutes, like becoming emotionally connected with it. So like, you know, we do a visualization exercise with clients, and sometimes we do it ourselves, where we'll sit there and visualize how it's going to feel when you achieve that goal.
We've actually had clients who have had job promotions from doing this. They've stepped up to the mark. They thought they could never apply for something, and they have, and they've got the job. And there's no denying for me that I've come from a place of years of feeling very anxious, not believing myself, had limiting beliefs, and I really struggled with my self-confidence. And there was no way that just by eating healthier and getting the exercise in was that going to change my life. I really had to kind of find out a little bit more about what was going on in my mind. And that's where journaling really helped me. And I would honestly say it's changed my life to the point of how I feel about myself, my relationships with not only myself, with all of my family and friends. And also the fact that I was able to step on stage, which never in a million years did I think I could have done. And also spoken in New York about Ryan and I's passion like this. And I definitely honestly believe it was the fact of doing my journaling and finding out the importance and the value it is to me, and kind of understanding, was anything that I was telling myself in my head, was it true? For instance, was I rubbish at something? Now, is that really the truth? And it's only by doing this process that we go through with our mindset that I was able to kind of change my thought processes.
Yeah, and I think when you start to see, and you know, like Ellie's saying that, and that's a journey that she's been on, you can do the exact same. There's no reason why. It's just you have to persevere. But sometimes it's not an overnight process. For Ellie, from going even to starting a personal training, it was like that was one step, then another step, as you start to improve in like things like your confidence. And it's the same with the weight. You know, you don't want to lose 3 stone tomorrow. You want to lose that pound a week. And before you know it, you've lost that 3 stone, but it's staying off. And by doing it for a shorter process, by a longer process, sorry, you're going to find that it's much more sustainable. You're going to find that you're actually in line with your goals. And sometimes when you do this process of align yourself with your goals and knowing your why, you might find out that goal that you thought you had isn't as important as you thought. And that's completely normal to do that. You know, for Ellie and I, it was always, we thought we wanted to carry on competing. And when we did this process of finding out what's important to us and digging a little bit deeper about our why pretty much both of us comes back to Aoife May, our daughter, every time. And once we did that, we were like, actually, is it really going to benefit her? She's seen us get on stage now. She can say she's proud of mommy and daddy for getting on stage. So it's not as important to us anymore. Whereas our goals now is more about let's live a lifestyle that we would like her to to preach practice for her life, and that's what we're doing.
And we honestly believe that in order to build a relationship with someone, to show love, you need to first start with loving who you are first. And I honestly believe that's true, because Ryan and I have seen it. When we are struggling in ourselves and how we're feeling about ourselves, we notice that some that can put strain on our relationship with each other. So we also, there's three relationships that you have.
Three relationships that you have, like in any two-person relationship. We've got, like, for example, we use me and Ellie as example. We've got the relationship that I have with myself. That's number one. The relationship that Ellie has with herself, that's number two. The relationship that we have with each other is number three. And all three of these need to be a positive environment, of a positive relationship, in order for you to, for all three of them to work. All of them need to be working at the right time for one of those to work. So, for example, if I'm having a negative relationship myself, because Ellie and I are so close, with, you know, Ellie will probably struggle with herself a little bit as well, but it's also the relationship between us is going to start to break down. So it's really important that we do really keep that self-love working. And it's almost like there's some tips that we can give you, like positive affirmations is a huge one that that we find can really change the game. And like, we've had clients who've literally done this and it's brought them to tears, but you need to find the positives within you. We've all got them. I can't tell you, no coach can tell you your positives. You need to know them and truly believe them. You know, like if you've got children, you tell them they're the most beautiful thing in the world and you genuinely believe that, but you also want them to believe it, just like you should believe that of yourself. And it's finding that root connection and emotionally connecting with that feeling so that you can move forwards.
And another step that you could take for today as well is think about what would make today a great day. And it's just having that, again, it's thinking about for you what's important to you. And it just helps, you know, your brain to really realize what it is that you truly want. There's no point living through your day trying to please other people about doing what's right for you. So have a think today. What for you is going to make today a great day?
And we always say, like, keep it stupid simple. So with that, don't be like thinking, today, no, it would make a great day if we won the lottery. Of course it would, but make it something like, for me today, what would make a great day would be having a nice afternoon with Eve May, quality time with her, and making sure I get my training session. That'll make today a great day. And I'm going to go to bed tonight feeling like, do you know what? I had a good day today and I've done positives. There's a lot of positives there.
And then say tonight, do you have a think about it? And possibly you look back over the day and you think, how was the day? What would make today a better day? So it's always realizing, yes, sometimes days don't go to plan, but once you understand, you can take that control back and then set yourself up better for tomorrow. So it's just kind of sometimes turning into ways when we hold on to negative or things that have happened that haven't gone quite to plan. It's so easy for us to hold on to it and think the worst, when really turn it around and take control and think, you know what? Yes, today didn't go to plan, but tomorrow I now know what possibly didn't go right, and I can now focus on it and give it a little bit more TLC tomorrow.
And that's pretty much what we wanted to cover in a nutshell. Now, there's a book or it's called a 5-Minute Journal that a lot of our clients use. It's a great way to get you started if you struggle journaling. I didn't actually know about this when I first started, and it did take me a couple of months of stopping and starting. And I genuinely believe by doing it, it's made a huge difference to me in the way that I feel in my relationships and in general. So honestly, give it a little bit of patience, a bit of time, a little bit of perseverance if you've struggled to start with it. And drop us a message or email once you've started it. Let us know how it's going. And you're going to find so much more. You're going to go about your day in a completely different way once you've done this.
And if I could just give one little bit of advice for today, please, please do not dismiss the power of mindset. I probably sound like a right preacher, but it really did change my life. And having worked with clients, even their husbands, their family members, I've said to them, have you stopped journaling? Because they've even noticed a difference in them when they've stopped doing it. So it just goes to show how powerful and really influencing it can be, not just on your life, but also the ones that you love. So please just give it a go. And then see, possibly you might even find out a little bit more about yourself, which is, you know, it's always a good thing.
Yeah, and it could be even like, you know, you can have the right diet and exercise thing, but if the mindset's not right, the mind's going to stay back in that place where you perhaps did have that unhappiness and not quite where you wanted to do, which prompted you to start the diet and exercise. So make sure you've got that mindset in alignment.
And another way, I know I keep talking, but another way to think of it as well, we all kind of think about the muscles that we need to train in our body, for instance, our arms, our legs, our back, our chest. But why do we forget about training our brain? It's exactly the same thing. We need to train our brain, and this is exactly how you do it. Do not miss out on working that brain. It's so influential on our life, on our thoughts, and how we go today, on everything that we do. So that's my little words there.
And that is literally us for today. We hope that you've enjoyed this a little bit different. We hope that it sort of opened a few of your minds into the idea of how it can really help you. Okay, so we look forward to you tuning in next time.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Becoming the Best You with the Hodgsons. Be sure to go over to HodgsonHealth.com/podcast for all the show notes.